Party non ice again, Trinidad and Jamaica. Periodically, things undergo disruptive metamorphosis, sometimes resulting in a shift from good to bad. The entertainment industry, like many others, has been undergoing a dramatic transformation in recent years. The COVID-19 pandemic has brought about a period of high interest rates and inflation that has severely impacted the quality of entertainment available to patrons throughout across the Caribbean. In addition to high interest rates and inflation, there has also been a shift in mindset of patrons engaging in the party arena. Trinidad Carnival 2024, Sunrise Sioux Nation. Many patrons, especially Caribbean locals, are disgruntled about the state of parties in their countries. They believe they have been paying more but receiving less value from the parties they attend. I continue to be an avid lover of music and dance, and as such, I have been working hard to get my groove back. Since January 1, 2024, my birthday, I have attended a total of 14 parties between Jamaica and Trinidad. These provided me with a great opportunity to experience and rate the party scene in both countries. Trinidad Carnival 2024 was an amazing experience. Most of the parties I attended delivered above my expectations. There were only a few new soca songs available, so the DJs had no choice but to play from past catalogs. I enjoyed living my memories through the many old hits that lit up the space. Trinidad Carnival 2024, Soca Brainwash. Caribbean parties are renowned worldwide for their vibrant energy and unique cultural fusions. Jamaica and Trinidad are particularly celebrated across the globe for hosting some of the most unforgettable parties. The party experiences in these two countries are evolving. The evolution includes sky-high ticket prices, bottle services akin to upscale clubs, high tables occupying 70% of the dance areas, more chatterbox DJs and selectors engaging more in banter than playing music while making themselves the center of attention. Then there are the multiple artists on stage, a trend that is reminiscent of stage shows. Additionally, I believe that the big spender habits of diasporians and choppers have helped the decline of dancing at many parties, replaced instead by a focus on profiling. Trinidad Carnival 2024, Stink and Dooty. Party Review, Jamaica and Trinidad. The table below shows the 14 parties that I attended since January 1, 2024 in Jamaica and Trinidad. Item Name of Party Country Price Review. 1 Sunrise Sioux Nation Jamaica $242 Limited Dancing. Many High Tables. Bottle Service. DJs Chat a Lot. 2 Frenchmen Jamaica $312 Authentic Party Vibe. Long Food and Drinks Lines. DJs Were Great. 3 Night Carnival Jamaica $38 Limited Dancing. Many High Tables. Bottle Service. DJs Chat a Lot. 4 Stink and Dooty Trinidad $80.60 Authentic Party Vibe. Popular Artists. DJs Were Great. 5 Fatima Trinidad $191 Popular Artists. Bar and Food Great. DJs Were Great. 6 Vale Vibes Trinidad $74 Authentic Party Vibe. Popular Artists. DJs Were Great. 7 Deja Vu Boat Party Trinidad $44 Intimate Party. No Artists. DJs Were Great. 8 AM Beach Trinidad $160 Authentic Party Vibe. Bar and Food Great. Many Top Artists. 9 Farmhouse Trinidad $87.48 Authentic Party Vibe. DJs Were Great. 10 Sunrise Sioux Nation Trinidad $215.50 Large Crowd. Beautiful Setup. DJs Were On Point. 11 Bayview Trinidad $176 Authentic Party Vibe. DJs Were Great. 12 Soca Brainwash Trinidad $250.67 Large Crowd. Access to Food and Drinks Difficult. DJs Chat a Lot. 13 Soca Street Festival Trinidad $129 Authentic Party Vibe. Many top artists. DJs were on point. Easy access to food. 14 Soca Baby Boat Ride Trinidad $64 authentic party vibe. No artists. DJs were great. Caribbean parties attended, Jamaica and Trinidad. Party na nice again. Several parties in these two countries are turning into profiling events, less dancing and more standing around with numerous competing high tables adorned with top shelf liquors. Party goers, including myself, are dissatisfied with the evolution of the party scene across the Caribbean. This dissatisfaction has spurred intense and animated discussions in my Soca groups. Some of the comments posted include: party tickets are too expensive. These ticket prices are just foolishness. Promoters are trying to recover COVID-19 losses. Patrons stop dancing in parties. Too many high tables in the parties. Parties are now a status symbol. High rollers are the only ones enjoying the parties. The DJs talk too much. Scammer money nuff bad. Here are some observations I made at the 14 parties I attended over the last three months. 1. All-inclusive party tickets range from a low of $150 to a high of $250. 2. The major cost drivers of promoting a party are the cost of the DJs, selectors, artists, and hosts. 3. Bottle service is now very prominent in some all-inclusive parties, but the bars with high-end liquor are efficient and adequately staffed, but the main bars are not, Jamaica. 4. Significant sections of the dance areas are occupied by high tables, Jamaica. 5. Women and men hardly dance with each other anymore. Instead, women are mostly whining and gyrating on each other, while the men form dance crews, Jamaica. I accept that I am an old-school party goer. Party chasers, like me, love to see beautifully dressed people dancing and having fun. We love when the female-to-male ratio in a party is equitable. We love when high-energy music is playing, inspiring patrons to jump, skank, and whine from start to end. We love when the trio of music, alcohol, and women are central to the vibes of all parties. The magic of Caribbean parties. While cricket may have once united West Indian people, it is our love of music and dance that primarily binds us together, regardless of race and social status. Historically, music and dance have been deeply ingrained in our culture. Even our churches incorporate them as forms of praise and worship. This tradition originates from our African ancestors who found unity amidst the toils of the plantation life through music and dance. Today, Caribbean people at home and in the diaspora are united through the sweet tunes of Afrobeats, dancehall, reggae, and soca. I believe the Caribbean region hosts the most parties per capita on earth. Caribbean promoters have created some amazing party brands, which are now held not only across the region but also across the Americas. These parties take place in cities like Atlanta, DC, Toronto, New York, and Miami, many of them being annexed to the carnivals held in these cities. In recent years, they have made connections in Europe and as far as Dubai. Patrons and revelers love to dress up and they spend significant portions of their disposable income to participate in these parties. The impact of social media cannot be ignored, it is now being leveraged to spread Caribbean culture worldwide. You can follow accounts like West.IndieMade and BajanTube on IG to be inspired by the sights and sounds of the Caribbean. On TikTok, our culture goes viral every minute. Trinidad and Jamaica remain the epicenters of Caribbean vibes and culture. This might stir some controversy among my Caribbean brothers and sisters, but hands down, Trini Carnival reigns supreme. Trinidadians are the ultimate party goers, that is, they are true to an authentic party experience. Trinidadian parties are filled with fun and freedom. On the other hand, Jamaica truly rules as the party kingdom of the hemisphere in terms of frequency and variety. Jamaica holds the trophy for the most party series, especially during the holiday seasons. These series include ATI, Dream Weekend, Vacy Weekend, BRT Weekend, Best Weekend Ever, and Frenchman. Jamaica also boasts some iconic parties, each name telling its own story. I love Soca, sunrise, sunup, rise up, daybreak, mellow vibes, yesterday, passa passa, weddy weddy Wednesdays and uptown Mondays, just to name a few. Additionally, a slew of brunch parties like Ibiza, Rum for Breakfast, Chillin', and Zimi Seh Brunch, are now making waves on the party calendar. The Caribbean party experience is a cultural and economic phenomenon that has to be protected and maintained. The high table and carts phenomenon. I hope, dear God, that the Trinidad government bans the use of high tables during carnival events to prevent their dominance as seen in Jamaica. The very essence of dancing is fading in Jamaican parties due to the prevalence of these tables. Initially, the vibrant atmosphere of festivities was threatened by cell phones and private cabanas, and now exacerbated by the introduction of high bistro tables. The high table pandemic is now suffocating the energy of parties as patrons are confined to their tables, guarding their overpriced drinks and leaving little room for spontaneous dancing or mingling with strangers. I appreciate that Trinidad parties still provide ample opportunity to tiff a wine with a stranger, wrap your arm around a foreigner and fate like a family, in the absence of high tables. In Jamaica, the high table is transforming the landscape of parties. It has become a status symbol. If you don't have one, you are just not relevant. The sexily dressed bartenders casually ignore patrons who do not order a high table and bottle service. Each table boasts about $50 to $100k worth of liquor. While the bottle service bar is big and well-staffed, the main bar is small and short-staffed, often resulting in lengthy waits averaging 15 minutes just to get a drink or even ice. While Jamaica is leading the high table charge, Trinidad is leading the party carts trend. In Trinidad, man-powered carts are a distraction and hazard during road march. They resemble unsettling scenes from the African slave trade or historic Arabian cities, where black men are forced to pull high-colored women and barrels of water for miles along the roads. The carts occupy so much space and pose a danger as they weave through thick crowds and risk running over people's feet. There's something about creating status and distinction in a party lately, and these carts feel like yet another poor way of doing so. VIP was already bad enough, but adding tiers like Ultra VIP and Sky View exacerbates the issue. We Soca people are anti-VIP in a Soca party. Let's leave that for Chris Brown and friends. Chris Brown venue layout. Don't get me wrong, people should be allowed to enjoy their money in any way they deem necessary. My issue is that real partygoers can't find a place to dance anymore, the new dance partners are now the high tables and high-end liquors. Conclusion. As a party enthusiast, my passion for jumping, skanking, gyrating, and whining in parties will continue to fuel my high energy. I echo the sentiments of many who feel dissatisfied with the high-priced party tickets offered by promoters that often lack sufficient return on value. While promoters undoubtedly should make their profits, they must also prioritize nurturing the authentic and unique party culture of our Caribbean community.